Reading for December 11th, entitled, Be Sunshiny Christians. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Psalm 34, verse 4. Do not talk of the faults of others. Take care of your own garden. See that your own heart is cleansed by the power of God. When trouble comes, instead of getting out of patience, instead of fretting and worrying, go to the Lord and tell Him all about it. Do not go to human friends, for they have all the burdens they can bear. Do not think that by placing your burdens on others you can find relief. Come right to the burden bearer and tell Him about them. Believe that He is able and willing to meet the circumstances of your case. When in contrition you come to the foot of the cross, when you have faith in the merits of a crucified and risen Savior, you will receive power through Him. As you cast your helpless soul upon Him, He gives you peace and joy and strength and courage. Then you are able to tell someone else how precious Christ is to you. You can say, I sought Him and found Him precious to my soul. Ye shall find rest. How? By living experience. Because Christ's yoke is a yoke of patience and gentleness and long-suffering. Those who learn His meekness and lowliness learn also how to love one another as He has loved them. They reach the place where they refuse to criticize and condemn others. They learn that there is committed to them a work that no one else can do for them, the work of learning of Christ. When we place ourselves in His hands, He shows us the possibilities and probabilities before us and bids us go for help to one infinitely higher than erring human beings. Christ is our efficiency. How do I know this? I know it by experience. For a while, many, many years ago, I was in despair. Then I cast myself on the mercy and love of the Savior, and His power came upon me. At one time, those who were working in the publishing office thought me dead. But all at once, I raised my voice in prayer. The power of God was upon me all night long, and henceforth I understood that I must trust in Christ. I had been praying and praying for help, and all the time my Savior was standing close by my side, waiting for me to recognize Him as my sufficiency, my strength, my grace. I learned the lesson, and after that, when I kneeled down to pray, I believed that I would receive an answer, whether I felt as if I would or not. Oh, how I wish that we would honor Christ by realizing what He wants to do for us and taking Him at His word. If we would do this, we should be sunshiny Christians. By beholding Christ, we would be changed into His likeness. Taken from Manuscript 118, dated December 11, 1904, entitled Union with Christ.